There's a shaila that if there's a group of bloodthirsty goyim who descend upon a Jewish city and give them ultimatum that either they give them over one Jew to be killed or they will kill out the entire city. Is it mutter to give over one Jew in order to spare the lives of the entire city? Navi Shmuel, there's a ma'isa with Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri, he led a rebellion against Malchus beis David. He blew shofars and he said, everybody come together with me and let's go against Malchus beis David. He was successful in getting most of Klal Yisrael to follow after him. And besides Sheva Yehudu, who stayed loyal to David. And during this merida, David dispatched his general, Yoav, and Yoav chased after him, and finally he found him in the city of Avil. And Yoav, with his whole army, he started destroying the city. He started from the outer walls. He finally got the outer walls down, and with the objective of killing Sheva ben Bichri along with all inhabitants of the city. Finally, there was a Isha that approached him and said to him, "Before you kill out the entire city, first Bishalim, tell us what your demands are. Maybe we could make a deal." So he told her, my agenda is not really to kill out all the city's inhabitants, but I need to get to Shem ben Bichri, and that's what it takes. That's what I have to do. So she said, you know, let me try to work this out. And she approached the leadership of the city, and they decided to give over Shem ben Bichri to Yoav. They chopped over his head, and they gave him over to Yoav, and Yoav went on his way. So Rashi in Sanhedrin Dafayim Beis, he asked, how is it mutter for them to give over Sheva ben Bichri in order to save themselves? We have a concept in the Mishnah Oilis, the Ein Daicha Nefesh B'Pne Nefesh. It says in the Mishnah, Isha Shihi Mikasha Leili, the Isha who's struggling in childbirth, so and she's in danger of dying from giving birth to the child. What do? Mechatchin Esa Yeled. We chop up the child when it's still inside of her. And we take out the child. Why? Because her life takes precedence over the child's life. Yatsa rubai. Once the right of the child is born, we can't touch the child. So once we see from the Mishnah, once the child is a nefesh, is a chai, even though he's putting his mother's life in jeopardy, we may not kill him in order to save the mother, because ain't daicha nefesh b'nei nefesh. So how could it be that they were able to give over and kill Sheva ben Bichri in order to save the city's inhabitants? So Rashi's mitaretz al piya tesefta in Trumais, which is also shitas or Yochanan in the Yushalmi. Rashi says it's different over here because Sheva ben Bichri, they were meyachidim and they specify that they dafka on him to be killed. And since anyhow Yoav was gonna kill him, so Mimano Shach is gonna get killed. Either he was gonna get killed by killing out all the inhabitants and he would have been Bechalam amongst them and he would have been killed, or if they would give him over, just he would be killed. So since Mimano Shach he would face death and he would die, so therefore it was mutter for them to give it over. Rashi brings a different teretz from the Tesefta, which is Shitas of Shlakish in the Yushalmi, that since Sheva ben Bichri was murdered by Malchus, therefore it was mutter for them to have him killed in order to save themselves. The nafkamina between these two terutzim is pashut in a case when the goyim will be miyachid, a certain individual that they want to kill, even if he wouldn't be murdered by Malchus or mechayiv misa. The halacha would be that you would be able to feed the first tarets, you would be able to give him over. According to the second tarets, with the person that mechayiv misa, you would not be able to hand him over to be killed. It says in the Rambam, Perek Hilchos Yiseida Toiro, state in Rambam, v'cheinim amru lehem agoyim, the goyim make a demand, tenu lanu achim mikem, give over to us one of you, v'nar genu, and we'll kill him, v'im lav nargas kolchem, and if you don't give him over to us, we'll kill all of you. So Ram is talking about in a case when they didn't specify which person they want. They just said, we want one person. So the Ramam says, Yargu kulam ba'al yimasu nefesh achs miyisrael. Everybody has to die. They can't handpick any specific individual. And they'll all have to die, and they can't give over one person. But im yichduhu, sagt der Rambam, if they're miyachid, a certain person, va'amru, tnu lanu, plainly, give us plainly, ayin agas kochem. So if they gave the city an ultimatum, give us a certain individual or else we'll kill everyone. If the person was mechayiv misa like Sheva ben Bichri, then you give him over to the Goyim. And then Rambam says in the Hemshech, if the person is not chayiv misa from before, Yargu kulam va'al yimasu lohem nefesh achas miYisrael. Then everybody has to get killed and they can't give over nefesh achas miYisrael. So the Kesset Mishnah over here, he has a question. He asked, Lachar Bishlam, the first case the Rambam discusses when they asked for a stamen ish, they didn't specify who they want. So if the person wasn't mechayiv misa, you can't give him over because you have mechazes. There's a taina. How could you pick out Reuven and say we want to give him over? Why is his nefesh less valuable than your nefesh? Maybe his nefesh is more chashav to Hashem than the next person. So then you're in a quandary. You don't have anybody you can handpick to give over, so everybody has to die. But in the other case, the Rambam, when he discusses when they were miyachid someone, and they said we want a specific person, or else we'll kill out all the people of the city. So why does it have to be that he's mechayiv misa? Even if he's not mechayiv misa, since there was a yichud and they said we want a certain person, so over here you don't have a svar mechazes. He's going to die anyways. It's not that his life is less valuable than other people. Actually, it is less valuable because he will get killed b'man of shach. So why does it have to be that he has to be mechayiv misa? Even without that, they should be mutter to give him over. So the Kesset Mishnah says a major chiddush. He says that even though we have a concept throughout Shas of mechazes, this svara is only said when we could apply the svara. But even when we don't have that svara, and it's not applicable, still we have a Kabbalah hois b'yadam, that you can never kill a fellow Jew. Shvichas damim is always a yarg v'yavar. And when we say mechazes, whenever we can say it, whenever it's applicable, but where it's not, the din is always yarg v'yavar, cannot do shvichas damim. The Sanhedrin, Tana Sanhedrin, he offers another pshat, that you can't give over someone to the guy, even when they're even in a situation where they're miyachid him, and if he wasn't mechayiv misa, even though you don't have a svar mechazes, he explains that shvichas dam is aser even to be makar of somebody's misa, even to hasten and to accelerate somebody's death is also considered shvichas dam. So even if somebody's mimar of shach gonna die and the guy were miyachid him, but still, by giving him over b'yadayim, it would hasten his death. That itself is considered shvichas damim. It's also yarg v'yavar. So l'mashal, in our case, by Shem ben Bichri, if he would not have been mechayiv misa, they would not have been able to give him over because, at least for the time being, he would have been able to live a little longer, a few hours, maybe a few days, until they'd be able to conquer the whole city and then get him. So since it would have taken more time, that time that he could have lived, that chayisha that he had left, if they would have given him over, if Lulei Yischiv Misa would have been considered Shvichas Damim.
Isn't there always a suffix that he might even get away also?
I don't think there was a suffix.
Not there, in the Rambam.
What do you mean?
The guy wants somebody, but he may get away during the fight or during the...
We're talking about a case when there's no suffix. The Ram is based on the Sigi of Shem Bechri, there where there was a Masafik. Okay, so we had, there's also Chuvas Neid Bihuda, also discusses the Inyan of Kir of Misa, in the context of Trefa. He says also a person who kills a Trefa, even though the Trefa is going to die anyways, still, that's considered Shvichas Damim, because you're hastening his death, like much like pulling a plug on somebody who was sick, that's going to be Shvichas Damim, even though he's going to die Manoshach. What's his raya? He brings a raya from the fact that we're machal Shabbos on even for a treifa, even to save a treifa from dying, even though he's going to die anyways, but to prolong his life, we're machal Shabbos. So we see that he's considered a nefesh. His chai yisho has the din of a nefesh, has the din of a chai, and therefore that we're allowed to save him. So who didn't allow to kill him because we see he's considered a chai, and it will be shvichas damim even to hasten his death. There was a maisa with the Ger Tzedek, Valentin Podotsky, when he was being brought out to be killed and to be burnt at the stake during the times of the Goyim for becoming Yid, and he was being brought to be killed at Kiddush Hashem. He sent a message to the Gro. He had a shayla if when he's being brought to be burnt, should he walk quickly and be mizaris in order to mekayim the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem bezrizus, or should he walk regular or go slowly and not go bezrizus? So the chayr, the shayla he had, the intent he had over here, and asking the Goyin was that by him walking quicker and being mizaris in the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, he's also be mekayim misasei, and be mekayim misasei would be considered being mamis atzma. He's that's also considered hariga, and that would be asr. And perhaps zrizus is not the no yarg vayavra on zrizus. So maybe he would consider a ritzich on himself if we've been hastening. He's going to be killed. The ma'isa, the goyin paskin for him, he told him that he should go bezrizus. He should go with hari. And go with the Kishmak and the Zrizus to be burnt, even though it would be hastening and be Makar of Misase. So the Shaila is, why? Zrizus is not Deich Nefash, so why did the Goyin tell him that he could go with Zrizus? So Elamai, we see that Zrizus is not just an external thing in a Kima Mitzvah. It's rather, it goes into the Chefetz of the Mitzvah. It's not just a davar b'chutz or a ma'ilam de gavra that pshat is you're like be mekayim another parak and mesil shama of his rizus. Rather, it's get the right in the chefetz of the mitzvah. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah when you do it bezrizus. So even if when he was going bezrizus to mekadashim shemayim, it was a chelik of the mitzvah of dying kiddush Hashem, doing it b'ayfin zaris. In Shnas Tavshinayin Beis, I remember hearing a pshat based in this Yisoid from Avram Erlanger. He had a kasho. It says by Avram Avinu when he was taking Yitzchak out for Akedas Yitzchak to Shechtim al Pitzavas Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says in the pasuk Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. He got up early in the morning, bezrizus to go out to Shecht Yitzchak. The shaila is even though he had a tzava from Kodesh Baruch Hu to Shecht Yitzchak, and it was his mitzvah to kill Yitzchak by from carbon. But still, why is that giving him a makim to go ahead and do be mizaris and go out as quick as he can to shechtim? That wasn't deich nefashis. He had a mitzvah to shechtim, but he should have waited to the last possible moment. Avivite, there's a din that when it comes to nefashis, even to be hasten somebody's death and be makarv the misa of someone is tantamount to shvichas damim. So on the chayisha over here, there was an inyan to wait. He had no right to be mizaris. Why was he able to be mizaris and be bayashkam abayker to go do the kedus yitzchak? So Alamai Pshat is like we're saying. He said that Zrizus is a part of the chelik of the chavetz of the mitzvah. Part of the chavetz of the mitzvah is the Zrizus Shabbai. So when he's coming to do Akedas Yitzchak, but even Zrizus, that was a chelik of the kima mitzvah of Akedas Yitzchak. The Tzaris Yisrael in Ayolais. He gives a pshat why it's also to be meister somebody to, why was mutter for them to give over Shev ben Bichri to Hariga. If he's going to feed the first pshat that just the idea of Yichud they were able to give him over to Hariga, why were they allowed to do that? It's like Tveris Yisrael because Avivait Shev ben Bichri, since Shev ben Bichri went into the city of Avol to save himself, He was jeopardizing all the city's inhabitants. He knew that by running in there to save his life, they would be in a massive sakana that they could get killed along with him. So since he put them in a situation where their lives were in jeopardy to be killed by the army of Yoav and David, so mainly he was considered a roidiv shleib kavana. And since he's being a roidiv to them, therefore they were allowed to kill him and give him over to Yoav. But the shayla is, he asked, what's the difference from Uber? We see by Uber, even though the Uber is being right of his mother when he's being born, and it's Yatzah Rubai, and he's being right of his mother, Shlei B'Kavana, the halacha is, you're not, once he's Yatzah Rubai, you're not allowed to kill him. He's an Nefesh, he's a Chai. And it's a neigen boy calls him once yatzeru boy. So how come over there we say that you ain't deichen nefesh b'nefesh, but over here b'shem be'bichri there were a lot of killer men and he had a dinner of a roidiv. So Zakta Tarais Yisrael explains that Shem Bebichri's situation of being a roidiv shleik havana was much different. Shem Bebichri, he himself. He didn't intend to kill them. He didn't want to. His agenda was to save his life, right? His agenda wasn't to kill anybody.
Why didn't know he was jeopardizing them?
He didn't know.
He doesn't know anything.
He knows exactly what's going to happen. He was a very smart man. He was able to.
He knew
what could happen.
So that's why it's called. It's,
but his agenda wasn't to kill the city. His agenda wasn't to hurt anyone. That wasn't his kavanah.
But his redifa came through a ma'aseh.
So Zakta Tavaris Yisrael, since even though he's shleibah kavanah, but since it was a psik reisha shleibah kavanah has been a kavanah, like you're saying. And since he was being garim a psik reisha, which has a din of biskavin, and also shleike din, he was being garim this psik reisha.
But it's like nichalei psik reisha.
Secretion, but it's secretion. A kitzer. So therefore, he had a din of a roidif. The moshul by bal machtaris. It's the person bal machtaris, and he has no. His intent is not to kill the baal bayis if he's baal of the hargoy, right? But still, he has a din of a roidif, and he's not to kill the baal bayis, even though baal bayis will be roidif him. So he doesn't have a taina that he's been coming to be roidif me. Because he's the Reid of Shleibah Kavana, but since he's Reid of Shleibah Kavana, that's Psik Reisha, that he's bringing upon himself a matziv where there's going to be a sakana. So only the Baal Bayis is considered the Nirdaf, and the Bam Achter is considered the Reidif. You can't say, don't come kill me, the guy should stay home, get a job, you shouldn't come to this guy's house. But so Kuptagai is a Reid of Shleibah Kavana is Kamayish Miskavin, and since he brought himself to the massive sakana, he brought it upon himself, therefore only he has a din of a Reidiv. So when it comes to Uber is who's Yatzer Rubai, even though he's putting his mother in a situation of sakana, but once he's considered nefesh, we can't kill him because he didn't bring himself to the massive sakana, and he's not being a Reidiv Shleikidin because this is Teva. And he did nothing to bring this situation upon himself. Therefore, that's why the Uber doesn't have a din of a raidith. The Turi Evan says similarly when it came to Shimshon HaGibor, Klai Yisrael gave over Shimshon HaGibor to the Plishtim. And they knew that by giving over, he'll be killed. The Shaila is, why were they able to be Meisr Shimshon over to the Plishtim? So for the same reason, because since Shimshon was trapping with the Plishtim and he was fighting against them and beating them up and killing them, so he was jeopardizing Klai Yisrael. He was putting Klai Yisrael on a matzav of sakana. So since he brought himself, he shleib b'kavana, but by p'sik reisha, caused this matzav sakana to Klai Yisrael, that their lives were in jeopardy. Therefore, he had a din of a roidif, and that's why they were able to give him over to the plishtim. Remoisha has a similar gang that Shem Bebichu was considered a roidif, and even without a chi of misa upon him, just the yichud, they were allowed to give him over to Yaiv to be killed. He explains because Shem Bebichri, by running into the city, he was putting them in danger, so therefore he's being raidif them, and they're coming to be raidif him. But since Shem Bebichri anyhow would have been killed, Mimanov Shal, because Yaiv was after him, and even if he would be killed, or he would be killed amongst inhabitants. So Manov Shal, Shem Bebichri is going to be killed. So Vahim it's only Chai Shal. And he's come to be right of the city's inhabitants by putting them in sakana. So he's being right of them on Chai Olam. So since only he's being the right of on Chai Olam, it's only left over by him. On that, only he has din right of. And that's why the din was at the Bnei Ha'ir to give him over, because he was the sole right of on Chai Olam. Yishtami Messiah, the Chassam Sefer says, that through learning the halachas that are pertaining to tragedy, that itself is a schus that we shouldn't come to these situations to have the need to apply these halachis.
Interesting. Good.